Doop 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 doop. All right, hey guys, what's up? I'm just doing a little quick live video. This is, I guess, the beginning of January 19th, 2018. And the reason I'm talking to you right now is because the ATF is looking at reclassifying bump stocks as machine guns. And they are asking for public comments. There's a link in the description. This page right here. And it basically says, hey, dude, we want your opinion. So you type in your opinion here, be like, yo, don't ban bump stocks, dorks, or something like that. Obviously, be nicer than that. And then you fill out some information, whatnot, you hit boom, submit, and you're good to go. So the reason I think that this is very important is because as of right now, machine guns are defined very simply, black and white. One trigger action, one bullet, semi-auto. One trigger action, multiple bullets. Very simple. If you start adding stuff as saying bump stocks or binary triggers or increase rate of fire or some crap, I'm doing like super quotes on that one. You've just made a gray area out of something that is completely black and white. Now you have until January 25th, 2018. Like I said, it's the beginning of the 19th right now. It's the morning-ish, whatever. Do it right now. If you're watching this video, do it. Click the link. Like I said, type in, yo, don't ban bump stocks. But be nice about it. And you're good to go. Don't wait. Don't wait until you hear Mac talk about it or gun websites or Yankee or Never Enough Ammo or any of them people. Listen to me. Do it because of me, not because of them. Although I'm pretty sure all of them have put out videos. So, you know, if you don't listen to me, listen to them, whatever. I don't care. Just freaking do it. It's not that complicated. So, part of the reason I wanted to go live here is I would like to go through some of the comments that are already posted. So, from what I have seen, I was scrolling through this earlier today. Almost all of them are pro-freedom. They are anti-changing the definition, you know, and I'm going to scroll through here and blah, 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 you know, it's, you know, I don't have or want a bump stock. I think banning them would be a dangerous precedent. That's what a lot of people are saying, that things are dumb, but they shouldn't be banned. I'm okay with that explanation. I recently just shot a bump stock for the first time. I thought it was neat. I don't necessarily want to go buy one, but I don't think they should be banned. So the thing is, so I was going through this earlier, and I found some that were actually, you know, like anti-gun, and I thought that that was kind of interesting. I want to go through a couple of them, so let's see if I can find them. Going to be very exciting. I don't know. If you're still watching this, you can be taking this time while I try and find the comments to write your own comments. Because like I said, they are asking for the public's opinion. So go give them your opinion. And I really, really hope your opinion is bump stocks should not be banned. They should not be classified as machine guns. Oh man, I wish I could find the one that I saw earlier. It was all sorts of crazy. I guess it was on the second page. Yeah, see, so far, I mean, if you guys are reading the screen along with me, you can see here almost all of them are like, what the heck? Like, don't change the rules. That's dumb. I really should have found the ones that I was talking about earlier. But whatever, you get what you get. If you don't like it, I don't care. Rate the ATF anyways. In fact, rate the ATF if you don't like this video, and rate the ATF if you do like this video. So either way, you're right in the ATF. Blah 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 blah. So far, I haven't seen any pro banning. So I guess that's a good thing, but I really wanted to find there was one that was just absolutely hilarious, and I wish I could find it. There we go. This one starts out, "Shall not be infringed." Do you not understand? That must be Night Strike. Yeah, this video sucks. Oh well, whatever. I don't care. I'm telling you, if I can find the one that I'm looking for, it'll be very funny. Oh, here we go. Here's at least one. This isn't the one, but please include bump stocks in the definition of machine guns for regulatory purposes, as recent events clearly show they are dangerous to American citizens. Really, dude? So, oh, really, ma'am? Megan Hamilton? Okay, so one person may or may not have used one. I mean, I don't want to get all tinfoil hat, but all that's been officially said is that they were in the room. They've never officially even said the dude used them. And this person's like, well, one person may or may not have used it. Let's ban them. What a dork. What a dork. Screw you, Megan. So there you go. There was the first anti-gun thing out of like 3 pages so far. Blah, blah, blah. Here's another one. Brian Sweet. Please treat bump stocks as falling under the legal definition of a machine gun. Do you mind explaining yourself, Brian Sweet? What exactly does that mean? Do you even know what the legal definition of a machine gun is? And do you know why you would want bump stocks to clarify that? I think you just saw a post on Moms Demand Attention and clicked the button, if I had to guess. Blah blah blah. Oh, I saw this one earlier. This was kind of funny. Yeah, the Obama administration was correct when in 2010 it determined bump stocks do not convert semi-autos into a fully auto. I thought that was funny that there's a handful of comments that are like, Obama did one thing right, and that was say bump stocks are not machine guns. I thought that was funny. All right, for some reason, this thing is showing me there's still only 7,177 comments. That's how many there was earlier this afternoon. And yet, all these ones I'm reading right now seem new. So, I don't know how they can still have the same number, yet I haven't read these ones before. God, because there's one that was really funny. Oh, you know what? It was after I sorted by organization. That's why I'm not finding it. Hang on. Sort by organization. That's right. Okay, we're getting there. Blah, blah, blah. Something about invaders from Mexico. Come on, dude. They're not going to read that kind of crap. That's the other thing. Don't be like a jerk about it. Don't be a tinfoil hat. Don't be all like, blah, blah, blah. Shall not be infringed. Although I agree with shall not be infringed. They're not going to read that. Just be nice. Be concise. Let them know that machine gun already has a definition and bump stock does not fall underneath that definition. Blah. So, I don't know. There are, let me point this out. There are some organizations out there that have, I don't know if you want to say, it's not a form letter, but they have like suggestions or some information to think about before you write your comment. Gun Owners America is one that comes to mind off the top of my head. I'm pretty sure the other ones, you know, the things like Firearm Policy Coalition, probably the NRA, although I know people don't like them because they kind of called for this. So maybe they don't have something about it. I'm not sure. I haven't looked it up. But I would think, you know, Second Amendment Foundation, all your usual suspects, they probably have something about this. You can look it up. Maybe you can copy and paste. Like I said, I personally just typed up my own thing the way I thought sounded good. Man, I really want to find this thing because it was funny. It was really, really funny. But anyways, like I said, as you can see here, all these things are bump stocks should not be banned. You know, what this person asking a question, what is a standard rate of fire? Yeah, I mean that's if you're talking standard rate of fire for semi-auto, like there is no such thing. I do not support banning, blah blah blah. That was the other thing. A lot of people I saw said stuff like, you know, like I don't own a bump stock. I think they're dumb, but they shouldn't be banned. So again, that's again where I kind of stand. I don't have one. I think I'm too many pages in right now. But anyways, like whatever. I don't think they should be banned, obviously. Let me go back here. There was a really funny one. And I don't want to misquote it. Ah, this is it right here. This is it right here. From Sue Torgerson. So, Sue Torgerson, you are an idiot. You are a complete idiot. So, I'm going to read this comment as it stands, and then I'm going to comment on the comment. Oh man, Inception. Blah, blah, blah. There is no good reason to allow bump stocks in the hands of the public. Screw you. People who own guns should not only be registered, they should have background checks. Hey, dummy, you go through a background check when you buy a gun, okay? Have permits. Well, to carry, I still don't agree with that. I don't think there should be, but you know, lots of us have permits already, but she wants one just to be able to own a gun. Then, trained by professional certified trainers, carry insurance specifically for liability. And this part really made me laugh. It and if the NRA was smart, in quotes, and they're not, they should be the organization that certifies classes for gun trainers. Hey, Miss Sue Torgerson, are you completely stupid? One of the biggest things the NRA does is has NRA certified trainers. That's what they do. Yes, they do some other stuff. But the biggest thing they do is certify trainers. And you're saying they should do that if they were smart. Well, they do that. So I guess they're smart. Joke's on you. And then this part is completely out of left field. We need jobs. Okay, great. We need jobs. Not bump stocks. What? Those two don't relate to each other at all. This question here. How many jobs does manufacturing bump stocks create? I don't know that answer, but I have an idea. It's more than zero. So if you're really worried about jobs and you ban bump stocks, you will be losing jobs. I'm not saying it's a billion-dollar industry. I'm not saying that hundreds of millions of people work for bump stock companies. However, more than zero people work for bump stock companies. So do we need jobs? How many does manufacturing create? What does that matter? It makes some jobs. So if you're worried about jobs, don't get rid of them. Even though that's completely, it's insane. And then I don't get this last sentence either. Why should people from any other country other than the USA weigh in on this issue? Where the hell does that come from? I mean, to be honest, I guess I kind of agree. Like, why would other countries be able to comment to the ATF? But at the same time, I mean, they have valuable information or they're giving their comment. If the ATF chooses to accept that, then okay, whatever. But my guess is most of the foreign countries are going to leave negative comments. So if that's really a big hangout, Miss Sue Torgerson, then you know what? I agree with you. Ignore all of the freaking anti-gun liberal countries that are commenting on the ATF. From the U.S., other than you and like two other people, gun, pro-freedom, pro-Second Amendment. So I'm glad I finally found this because this is the one that I really wanted to, because it's just so wrong. She wants registered, background check, permits, training, and insurance. You know how expensive that's going to be? Miss Sue Torgerson apparently hates poor people because she doesn't want them to be able to defend themselves, because every single one of those steps is going to cost money. And she thinks that that is what you need to do to just own a gun. And then to show the complete ignorance of saying smart, which they're not, they should be an organization that certifies classes for gun trainers. Not knowing that that's like the majority of what they do. You can go to like any range in the country and you'll see an NRA certified trainer. You take a concealed carry class, I bet you it's an NRA certified instructor teaching that class. 100%, but oh God, 90% maybe? I mean, that's pretty much the go-to. If you're going to be a trainer, the first thing you do is you crank out your NRA certifications. They have many different types. Training with other people, and you get some credentials, and then you start teaching a class. But, I mean, you guys know, if you've taken a class, that person might have other credentials, but I bet you they have an NRA certification too. That's like the step one. So just to show that ignorance of saying this is what the NRA should do, when in reality that's exactly what they do, it shows you this lady has no idea what she's talking about. And the whole thing about jobs too, it's, God, what a left field kind of thing. We need jobs. Get rid of bump stocks. How many jobs do they create? More than zero. So if you really care about jobs, don't get rid of them. I think that's just a complete, it's a red herring. She doesn't actually care about jobs. I guarantee she doesn't care about jobs. You know, she's just being dumb. So anyways, this is probably too long. People aren't even watching anymore, but I'm glad that I got that off my chest because I saw this comment earlier and I was just like, this person's an idiot. And I really, really, really wanted to say that. So once again, click the link in the description. It'll take you to this page right here. Type in your little thing. Be like, blah 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 blah, but you know, obviously not random letters. Type in your information, hit submit, and tell the ATF to leave us alone. Shall not be infringed means shall not be infringed. The definition of machine gun is already clear cut, black and white. Don't start messing around with it. Don't add gray areas when we already have a black and white issue. And other than that, check out gunchannels.com. Because this is where I was when I was looking at it earlier. See, you can get the links, you jump in, you talk to people, and there you go. So I'm gonna go ahead and end this now. Thanks everyone for watching, and I will see you later. Should not be infringed.